Section 79. All glory be to thee, O Lord my God. I bear witness for thee, to that whereto thou thyself didst bear witness for thine own self, ere the day thou hadst created the creation, or made mention thereof, that thou art God, and that there is none other God beside thee. From eternity thou hast in thy transcendent oneness been immeasurably exalted above thy servant's conception of thy unity, and wilt to eternity remain in thine unapproachable singleness far above the praise of thy creatures. No words that anyone beside thee may utter can ever beseem thee, and no man's description, except thine own description, can befit thy nature. All who adore thy unity have been sore perplexed to fathom the mystery of thy oneness, and all have confessed their powerlessness to attain unto the comprehension of thine essence and to scale the pinnacle of thy knowledge. The mighty have all acknowledged their weakness, and the learned recognize their ignorance. They that are possessed of influence are as nothing when compared with the revelations of thy stupendous sovereignty, and they who are exalted sink into oblivion when brought before the manifestations of thy great glory. The radiance of the brightest luminaries is eclipsed by the effulgent splendors of thy face, and the tongues of the most eloquent of speakers falter under the unrestrained effusions of thy holy utterance, and the foundations of the mightiest structures tremble before the onrushing force of thy compelling power. Who is there, O my God, that can be deemed worthy to be remembered when thou art remembered? And where is he to be found who can be regarded as capable of hinting at thy nature, or worthy of mention in the court of thy transcendent oneness? From everlasting thou hast been alone with no one else beside thee, and to everlasting thou wilt continue to be one and the same. No God is there beside thee, the God of power, of glory and wisdom. Glorified be thy name, O Lord my God. I beseech thee, by him who is thine exalted and supreme remembrance, whom thou hast sent down unto all thy creatures and invested with thy name the all-glorious, whose will thou hast ordained to be thine own will, whose self thou hast decreed to be the revealer of thine own self, and his essence the dayspring of thy wisdom, and his heart the treasury of thine inspiration, and his breast the dawning place of thy most excellent attributes and most exalted titles, and his tongue the fountainhead of the waters of thy praise, and the wellspring of the soft flowing streams of thy wisdom, to send down upon us that which will enable us to dispense with all else except thee, and will cause us to direct our steps towards the sanctuary of thy pleasure, and to aspire after the things thou didst ordain for us, according to thine irrevocable decree. Empower us then, O my God, to forsake ourselves and cleave steadfastly to him who is the manifestation of thyself, the most exalted, the most high. Supply us also with that which is best for us, and write us down with such of thy servants as have repudiated the idol, Mirza Yahya, and firmly believed in thee, and been so established on the throne of certitude that the whisperings of the evil one have been powerless to hinder them from turning their faces towards thy name, the All-Merciful. Powerful art thou to do what thou pleasest, and to ordain what thou willest. No God is there but thee, the all-possessing, the all-highest, the almighty, the all-bountiful, the all-knowing, the all-wise.